Talking today with Al Sutherland, first with the Oklahoma Mesonet Project. And Al, interesting concept of bringing a lot of agriculture producers as well as a lot of folks that know a lot about our climatic conditions together in this Ag Weather Symposium. And we really are in kind of a historic time. We have been so used to relatively good weather, but the last 3 or 4 years we've had so many dry segments that have caused a lot of drought conditions.
Yes, and you can really see that when you take a look at the statewide wheat yields, and we have gone from way above 100 million bushels to way below 100 million bushels, and we're just bouncing around. And one of the things that the Mesonet offers is that we can really get down to individual numbers for individual days, individual stations, and then we can look at that on charts or in other ways, maps, and begin to make better decisions about where we're going, what the future looks like, and how we can do a better job of trying to really ride through some of these changes in weather patterns.
I know that as the Mesonet has kind of evolved here in the state of Oklahoma, this is a fairly unique working relationship between OU, OSU, and some private partners as well.
It is, and if you look at the way the Mesonet is managed, we actually have three people on the steering committee with OU affiliation, and we have three people with OSU affiliation. So those steering committee members are really the ones that look at the budget, look at the strategic directions that we're going with the Mesonet, and they've always, throughout our history, they've always asked, how can we serve the people of Oklahoma? How can we serve the agriculture community, public safety, education? So they really keep that on the front burner, and that has really pushed us to create products that people can look at and make daily decisions.
Serving agriculture. How give us some examples of how you've been able to successfully, you know, execute that.
Well, one of the things that came up just a couple days ago was a producer told me that he is using the Cattle Comfort Advisor to adjust the mix that he feeds his cows between carbohydrates and protein. And I'm a plant guy, so I don't know all the ins and outs of that. But that sounds pretty interesting when he can actually look at numbers based on weather that the Mesonet has measured and make those adjustments to try and get maximum gain out of his animals. One of the other concerns, of course, is herbicide drift. And we do have a drift risk advisor that can really help applicators figure out those times where they can go out and minimize the risk of drift from weather conditions, and also avoid those wind directions where it could potentially blow into a sensitive crop or a sensitive area.
When we think about, you know, where we're going with this type of technology, what's the next couple of things out there for the Mesonet? In other words, how do you keep it fresh? How do you keep it state-of-the-art, I guess?
Well, one of the things we're doing is that we received some money from the state legislature to revamp the instruments. So right now we're going through that. We're also deploying multiple rain gauges. So that's something new that's going out the door. Our programmers are going back and looking at how we format the data files, which seems kind of mundane, but that will allow them to dynamically access that data very, very rapidly. So things that you would sit and maybe wait, a minute or so for, will pop up in just almost fractions of a second. So those are the kind of things that we continue to look at. The other thing we're doing is moving towards better education. So one of the things that I've done is added a blog, which goes through some of the material I do in presentations, to put that into a written form so people can go to that blog, just like with your website, Ron, can go to that and use that as a reference source.